Okay, that's us. We're ready to go. Matt Ford, I'm the National Head of Service for NSPCC Scotland. Well, this is a campaign that we're launching today that is a long-term campaign where we want to raise awareness of the barriers that children who have been abused come across when they're looking for help, therapeutic help. And it's absolutely vital that children who have been abused get the right help at the right time. Today we are calling for more therapeutic services to be made available to meet the specific needs of abused children. Well, we completed a survey across the UK which found that services for abused children are inadequate. Over 50% of the professionals that we surveyed found that the criteria for access to services was too stringent for abused children to qualify. As a survey of more than 1,000 professionals across the UK, including psychologists, GPs, teachers, social workers. So there's waiting lists that people face, and the impact of reductions in spending and higher thresholds around getting into services all add up to make it harder for children that are affected. Well, the issues that we've come across is that abused and neglected children, they're often referred for therapeutic services, but quite often they don't have a mental health problem that's diagnosable. But what we do know is that they will need therapeutic support in most cases to help them deal with the trauma that they've experienced. And that's really important, because if they don't get that help, there's real danger of chronic mental health conditions arising for children who've been abused. Children who don't get therapeutic support following abuse may experience trauma again that can actually last a lifetime. It can include post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and other problems in adulthood. Well, you know, the Scottish Government has put significant resources into child and adolescent mental health services over recent years and made a recent announcement of more funding, and we welcome that. But the worry we have is that these services aren't reaching the children who need the most, that's children who have been abused. So we're calling on a system, on a response to these children. That offers good services to them, that recognises the importance of children getting help when they have been abused and neglected. And that is important for children of all ages, from the earliest, from infancy right up to adolescence. So we're calling on the public to support us and calling on Scotland's political parties and the candidates in the elections that are coming up to make a commitment to increase what's available in terms of services to children who have been abused. And these are Scotland's most vulnerable children. Well, the nature of abuse is such that some children who are abused never tell anybody, and we don't get the chance to try and help them. But there are a great many children who do, where it is uncovered, and we are aware of who they are. They're known through our child protection system and our care system. And what we would call for is that children who have experienced abuse and neglect, who are known to have experienced that, are offered the types of therapeutic support that they need whether or not they qualify currently through having a diagnosable condition. Well, I think, you know, a lot of us, you know, members of the public out there probably find it quite difficult to think of children having mental health needs, and that maybe is something about the way we think. The Scottish Government certainly recognised the importance of children's mental health and has been providing resources, but we think more needs to be done, and we think there are groups, children who've been abused. We're thinking of very young children who've been neglected. We're thinking of older children, for example, who come forward and have experienced sexual abuse. And we know that children who have had those experiences need therapeutic help. And we need that help to be available routinely to all children in that situation. There's no doubt that we have seen an increase in awareness of abuse, and that both children and adults are more willing to come forward and report concerns, and that's welcomed. But what it means is that we need to step up and make sure that services are there to provide help that helps children recover. Give me a second. our message to politicians then, we're calling for children who have been abused to be prioritised for therapeutic services, and the children who have been abused and neglected should have access to care that helps them recover, and that should mean that they should be a priority for treatment. I'm just give me a second here. Yeah, I mean, I suppose the last point I'd make is that we think there needs to be a kind of whole spectrum of provision of services, because we also think we need to up our game in terms of preventing abuse taking place in the first place. We want children who are at risk to be identified early, as well as providing services when children are abused. Thank you. Okay, well, you got what you need, you think? Okay, thank you. Okay, so we're
fresh record. Countdown time is going from 10 minutes down.
Sorry, pardon, I didn't get it. Sorry, can you say again?